This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, welcome back to Sports Map Radio. It is Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Let's go out to our progressive guest line. And joining us is former NFL safety and now NFL analyst on ESPN, Ryan Clark, joining us. And he comes to us via Crown Royal. Crown Royal is proud to be the first ever whiskey sponsor of the NFL and have made the NFL season the most generous season in football history with its launch of their Kickoff with Crown Royal initiative. All season long, Crown Royal gave back and said thanks to those who serve us off the field in areas of hospitality and military. Committed to donating $1 million to these communities that have made the game great. How are you, Ryan? Thanks for joining us.
Good, my man. How are you?
Good. All right. As far as the Crown Royal Purple Bag Initiative, give us an idea of what that's about.
Listen, man, we're super excited. Listen, it was an opportunity for the NFL legends and for people who have already walked that journey to toast the 57th NFL draft class. We kind of understand, you know, what it's like to go to a new city, to try to get ingratiated into those communities, to be a part of those teams. And I just think it's awesome that they have the opportunity to embrace that. They have an opportunity to walk the same hallways as all of these guys who have done the exact same thing and continue that legacy of great men, but also great players. I mean, Crown Royal has sent over a million packages all across the country to people who serve this country, and I think they're just extremely proud to be the first whiskey sponsor of the NFL. So for me, it was truly an honor to receive the package and also an honor to get an opportunity to spread this message.
Sounds great. Again, Ryan Clark joining us, ESPN analyst, former NFL safety. So, Ryan, let's get to the start of the NFL draft. Any outside of the maybe the quarterbacks and their situation, what was their surprise for you? What was your takeaway over the last weekend, over the seven rounds?
You know what? I think I wasn't surprised because I was prepared for unpredictability. You know, when you don't have the Trevor Lawrences, the Zach Wilsons, the Trey Lances, and all of these guys lined up early on in the draft, you can get some unpredictability. I think I was surprised and also not surprised that only one quarterback went, and I think that one quarterback being Kenny Pickett, that would be the one thing I thought, oh, I wasn't expecting in the sense you thought Malik Willis was going to be the high ceiling guy, and if he got to 20, that the Pittsburgh Steelers would take him. But they went with Kenny Pickett, a guy who worked one door over. Other than that, it would probably be the lateness or how late the rest of the quarterbacks went. Think about a guy like Matt Corral going in the fourth, Sam Howell going in the fifth, and Malik Willis goes in the third. You know, Desmond Ridder goes before all of those guys. And so I think when you have a quarterback draft that is this unpredictable, that's usually one of the things that takes you by surprise. We knew it would be defensive heavy. We knew it would be position player heavy, and that's really what panned out for the entire draft.
All right, let's stay with the quarterbacks and Baker Mayfield. He didn't go on the move during draft day. He did not nobody traded for him, or there wasn't a trade for him. What do you think his future is in this league?
You know, I can't really say what Baker Mayfield's future is. If you look at him right now and the position that many of these teams that seem like they would be quarterback needy after the draft fill those needs with young players. When you think about the Carolina Panthers, also the Tennessee Titans, these were teams that he was linked to, Atlanta Falcons. Those places where he could go and get into quarterback competitions, it would seem that the only place left would be Seattle, who has Geno Smith and Drew Locke. Baker Mayfield's problem is not that Baker Mayfield is awful. I believe people do think that Baker Mayfield is one of the top 32 quarterbacks in this league. But if you're just one of the top 32 and not top 16, top 10, an $18 million cap hit isn't going to work for a team. Giving up high draft picks isn't going to work for a team. And also, when you're coming from a team in the Cleveland Browns that is now strapped to get rid of him after signing Deshaun Watson at $230 million, teams know they can make the Cleveland Browns play ball. And so I think all of those things play into why Baker Mayfield is still a Cleveland Brown and hasn't been moved. But I think he can go somewhere and compete, and he still has an opportunity to be a good starting quarterback in this league. He's just not going to be one of those guys that we know when he walks into a building, he changes and transcends the place that your team is in.
playing safety in the NFL and studying wide receivers and how to defend them. There's a huge wide receiver class that is now coming in, and it has been coming in to the National Football League for a while, as the college game has really given us a lot of good wide receivers. On the flip side, they're getting paid a lot of money. Is there a point, do you think, Ryan, that teams are not going to have to pay wide receivers the kind of money they are because there is a lot of talent that's coming in?
You know, it's a weird thing. Like, you would want to say that, but if I'm Jamar Chase, why would I not be expecting $100 million in 2 years? If I'm Justin Jefferson, why would I not be expecting $100 million after this year, even though they have the fifth-year option? Once people at your position begin to get paid like that, who is going to be the team, or when is the league going to say, you know what, we have to stop this? It hasn't stopped with quarterbacks. Obviously, they adjusted the running back pay scale. It's now going up in the defensive secondary as well. And I think at least for the near future, we're going to see these top-tier wide receivers get paid the big money. And, yes, there is talent coming every year because of the way the game has changed, especially at the lower level at the position. But I still think that these pass catchers are going to be at a premium. And what it's going to take is for a team like Buffalo, who has a pass catcher being paid $96 million, a quarterback being paid $258 million, to not play well, to not win, to miss playoffs. And so teams can have that as kind of their go-to and say, well, Buffalo Bills did it and it's not working. But until something like that happens, I believe these wide receivers are going to seek their money.
There is so much in the AFC now to look for in terms of these teams and how they're, whether it's teams that have been good over the years, like Kansas City and Buffalo, to Denver getting Russell Wilson, to the emergence of Justin Herbert, and Cincinnati being the defending conference champions. What's the most intriguing team out of the AFC to you?
Man, you know, the AFC is so stacked this year. I think right now it's the Los Angeles Chargers. The Los Angeles Chargers have built their offense around Justin Herbert and now built their defense around Derwin James. I had an opportunity to talk to Brandon Staley for about 30 minutes this offseason at LSU's Pro Day. And, man, the guy is sharp. He understands football. He understands complementary football. He understands building a team. And when you look at what they've added with the Khalil Mack, the J.C. Jackson, Asante Samuel Jr., being healthy now defensively, this could be a team that turned a liability into an asset when we already know they have a quarterback that has Hall of Fame potential. And so I think the Los Angeles Chargers are the interesting team to me that could be atop the AFC West. And let's be frank, if you could be atop the AFC West, you have an opportunity to contend to win the entire AFC.
Now let's go to the NFC, because back is Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers still in this league, but we've got the Rams as the Super Bowl champions. Any young team out there, any team that's putting it together right in the NFC to challenge those teams?
You know, I think the Los Angeles Rams are up there. The Green Bay Packers, you know, you go back and move up and get Watkins at 34. You build your defense with two guys from Georgia. Georgia in the first round, you wonder if they did enough offensively, but they still have Aaron Rodgers. San Francisco 49ers, if they can get something done with Deebo Samuel. The Philadelphia Eagles have vastly improved. It depends on what you feel about Jalen Hurts. But I still think the Rams are a team to beat right now. The Rams still added some small pieces to continue to build depth on what was already a Super Bowl roster. So right now I think they're at the top of the list. But anytime a team has Tom Brady as well, now with Todd Bowles as the new head coach in Tampa, you also have a chance.
Ryan Clark joining us again, brought to you by Crown Royal on a Progressive guest line. Overall, Ryan, and one of the reasons I love talking to you and I love watching you on TV is you're a very opinionated guy. When you see this league where it is right now and where it is heading in terms of the contracts and player movement and different things that have happened in this league, Calvin Ridley suspended for a year for gambling, Deshaun Watson getting back into this league and his problems. Where is the league in a good position right now? It's got some problems, but it the draft seems to be increasing in popularity. Is the league in good shape?
Man, the league is fine. You know what? Like this league prints money. You know, they absolutely find ways to continue to build its popularity, to continue to find ways to extend into the fans' homes, into the fans' lives, and build that experience for them. And I think that's what they're always focused on. The game is going to be the game. People are going to love to go to stadiums. People are going to love to congregate in their homes to watch one of the sports that people are in awe of what the players can do. And so I think it's fine. I think it's changing. I think it's evolving. And you know that some people don't like change, but eventually they come around to it when they realize it's either watch this on Sunday or go hang out with grandma.
I do have to ask you real quick before we let you go on your former team, and you brought up Kenny Pickett. Is that a situation where he starts right away, or does he have to develop? Is he going to have to develop into that role as a Steeler quarterback?
Well, you know, we got to realize Kenny Pickett took advantage of the extra year. That's why he's here in this position. Obviously, he comes out in 2021. He's not. I think Mitchell Trubisky is actually a more talented player. Kenny Pickett's more accurate, has more snaps, you know, coming out of college, but it's going to have to be a competition. The Pittsburgh Steelers are about competition and playing the best player at the position. And so if Kenny Pickett has to wait a year or two to get in there, it's going to be on him. If he excels, if he picks up the playbook very fast, and he can give him the best chance to win, then Kenny Pickett plays. If not, they roll with Mitchell Trubisky and try to do some of the things I think he's learned from backing up Josh Allen in Buffalo.
Again, Ryan Clark joining us, brought to you by Crown Royal and their Purple Bag Initiative, partnering up. I really appreciate you, Ryan. Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You got it. And Ryan Clark is on our Progressive Insurance guest line. Progressive Insurance, bundle and protect today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, it is Tony D, Ron Culver. It is Sports Map Radio as we continue.